In a booming job market, employees and job seekers are so in demand that they're starting to adopt a tactic previously limited to dating. It's called ghosting. The Federal Reserve's latest beige book, which reports on employment trends, says employers are starting to feel the sting. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Hicks, a labor economist at Ball State University in Indiana. Professor Hicks, thanks for joining us this morning. First of all, could you explain exactly what ghosting is?
Well, I had to ask my teenage boys exactly what it was, but the term comes from dating, where you just drop somebody and you stop contacting them, you disappear, the ghosting that it sounds like. And I think we're the evidence, both from the Federal Reserve and their annual beige book or their quarterly beige book, and then a lot of information that we get from local employers, is that that's what's happening. Business firms are just seeing workers disappear, presumably for better jobs, without out processing, sometimes without collecting their last paycheck.
It's so fascinating because you have exactly that. You've left money behind, or people who come in for the interview, get the job offer, say yes, and then never show up for day one.
Right, and I mean, in a sense, it's sort of shocking. We've been through 10 years of, you know, with an excess supply of workers out there, and I think a lot of HR managers, a lot of bosses aren't accustomed to workers having this sort of market power in a job market. And so it's a big, you know, sort of changing of the tables. And it's a good thing, really, for workers over the long run. It gives businesses an incentive to think about not just the wages, but what are the other opportunities that workers have in their workplace? What other types of skill training might they receive? And how are they treated? Those are all things that workers care about. And in a tight labor market, they matter a lot.
Well, if they care about how they're treated, what about how the employer is treated? Do you have any idea, are employers beginning to keep track of this? Is this something that could follow an employee when word gets out about them?
But it could, but my sense is that it's mostly happening in entry-level positions. I mean, you're not getting people who are going for CFO jobs at banks doing this. So it's probably, you know, people who are entering labor markets at $8, $10, $12 an hour. In the Bay Area, it's probably very few jobs, or $12, $14 an hour is probably an entry-level job. So these folks aren't going to be tracked very easily, but it's going to be hard to go back to that same employer, of course, if you just disappeared after the interview or after 2 weeks on the job.
Even so, as those of us who've raised kids listen, we think another example of everything we told our kids being wrong. We would preach, don't burn bridges. Make sure you don't leave any nasty tracks behind you. You know, clean footsteps, that sort of thing. It sounds like maybe it really doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I agree. I think in the long run, it's much better for people to learn the skills of confronting bosses if they don't like what's wrong with the job. You know, I think this is motivated by the unpleasantness of acquiring or leaving a job. There's paperwork to fill out. There's discussions to have. There's angry bosses at the other side. So I think people are just pulling out and leaving, going to the next job. I think in the long run, it's better for everybody in labor markets for that discussion to occur, so that employers know what is missing. Why are you leaving? What's wrong with my process? Am I not treating you in a way that's respectful? And they can make adjustments for it. So in the long run, it'd be better for people to stick around and at least tell their boss what they're dissatisfied with. And it doesn't certainly help the employee in the long run learn those skills of confrontation, you know, to have those tough conversations. So I think that's really the downside of this. The upside is it's a time when businesses are going to have to do things to make workers feel more comfortable, and you know, tight labor markets are a nice change after a very slow recovery.
So what should, and we're almost out of time, but what should employers be doing to try and minimize the chance they're going to get ghosted?
Right. Well, the first thing is offer a higher salary. Or, I mean, to some degree, there may be businesses out there that shouldn't be around. They just can't. They don't have a business model that supports the tight labor markets that we have. An economist, as bad as we hate seeing businesses go out of business, we also understand that there's some creative destruction going on. And then the other thing is just listen to business or to workers. What are they looking for? Is it stability? Is it, you know, is it fringe benefits? Ask them, frankly, what it is they're looking for out of a job. You may not be able to accommodate it, but at least you'll know what's happening in the marketplace.
Thanks for your time this morning. That's Michael Hicks, labor economist at Ball State University.